Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bob Cuska is here. Bob's a good friend of ours, a longtime 8-year member of our Brain Trust, the founder and the president of the workplace productivity consulting firm, The Fusion Factor. He's and also the author of that book, and the founder of also HRAuto.org. I think that's an organization that he's started a long time ago, and I'm not sure how many ebooks, Bob. How many ebooks have you written?
I've got 3 out now, Jim.
3 out. So I knew of 2. I'm behind this curve a little bit. Welcome back, Bob.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be here.
It's good to have you back. So you're right there in the backyard of the New England Patriots.
That's right. That's right.
And you're probably a little bit prejudiced, aren't you?
I'm definitely prejudiced. I'm a football fan, and I'm a Patriot fan. I'll say that right up front.
Well, I need to get the full disclosure out here, Bob. they had a little issue, a little controversy this last year over the inflation of the footballs that probably got out of hand, didn't it?
Yeah, it got out of hand because of the scope of the publicity. That wouldn't happen in most of the organizations you and I know. But as I was watching it, Jim, over the course of my career in human resources, I've had to conduct numerous workplace investigations, sometimes very serious, sometimes not so serious.
What are some examples of what was the motivation for the investigation?
In this particular case, they thought that there was some improper tampering with equipment.
Huh.
And so they
tried to damage the equipment or
to deflate the balls.
Okay, we're back to the football.
Okay, let me go into some real workplace.
Yeah, give me some real examples.
They range from bad management. You know, you've got I had a case last year where the employees referred to the A team and the B team. The A team were the employees that the manager liked, and the B team were those that he didn't.
This is a real story, isn't it?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
And this is why the first point I want to make to our audience, Jim, is I wrote an article called The Canary in the Cultural Mineshaft. And they used to bring canaries down in the mines because they could sniff out the carbon monoxide before the men did.
Well, if you looked over and the canary was dead,
that meant
you needed to get the heck out of there.
Time to get out. But what our message is to our audience is you need to know what's going on in your organizations, and you can do that in a lot of ways. You can do that if you're very small just by walking around and talking to people. When you get larger and you have multiple branches and sites, you need to have a way to get out there and find out what's going on. Now, if you're large enough that you have an HR manager, that's the person that should be walking around for you, but not everybody does.
Management by walking around.
There you go.
MBWA. No, it really is an important thing. We've talked about that on the show before, but when I talk about management by walking around, I'm not necessarily thinking the manager is out there looking for something. You know, they're paying attention. They're watching for stuff, but mostly I'm thinking they're talking to the people.
Yeah, but you know what I find, Jim? I had a boss used to jokingly say, Bob's out tending his flock. I would go out on the factory floor and walk around and talk to machine operators and mechanics. It's amazing what people will tell you when you take a casual walk to the floor and just say, hey, Jim, how's it going? Mm-hmm. Everything all right? You know, got enough things to do your job? People will tell you a lot of things.
So what would be an example of something that you yourself where you said, okay, I've got to do an investigation. I'm concerned about this.
Well, I'll give you one. I was conducting a training session, and in that training session were a variety of people, and an issue about a certain vice president came up, and the women in the room all got very uneasy. And so after the meeting, I pulled a couple of people into my office and said, hey, what was that all about? and there was some harassment going on, and it wasn't quid pro quo, which means, you know, this for that, but it was serious enough that we had to conduct an investigation.
Wow. So this was not looking around to see if anybody was stealing something or tampering. This was interviewing people.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. And I've looked into theft, and I've looked into, we caught a man taking tens of thousands of dollars of razor blades out of our factory.
Wow.
You know, and here's the thing, Jim.
Also drugs, for drug,
there's
drugs
I've had to put people, you know, undercover agents sometimes into the workforce.
Yeah.
When it gets real serious like that, you cannot let that harbor in your organization.
Got to stop it quickly. So number one, what do you look for to tip you that something might be going on?
Well, you know, you look for people being uneasy. You look for certain signs. People aren't doing their job to the ability that you know that they have.
Right.
They're showing up late. One thing that could be a problem is high turnover in a department. And you look into it and you find out you got a bad manager.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the other issue, Jim. So many times when I'm called in, now my clients now call me in for an external investigation, so I've never even been in the organization, and I come in to interview people.
Mm-hmm.
And I've come to find out that it's been going on for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And people knew about it, and I say to the management, did you know? And they said, well, we kind of knew. And I call this the leaky water heater. You know, if you have a leaky water heater in your basement and you ignore it, it doesn't get better.
Right. It's just going to get worse. And you're exactly right. I mean, I think it's the tendency of many of us when something like this happens. You know, we don't like it when our employees complain because it sounds like they're whining, and it's sort of like when the kids are, you know, one says, you know, one tattletales on the other. You know, you don't know what to believe. And
that's
so
right.
Consequently, you kind of deny it for a while, don't you?
You can. But you don't want to believe it because you want to believe the best in people.
Right.
So you tend
but
to
you
say,
also,
no, that really can't be happening.
You also, Bob, have to make sure you don't overreact.
Oh.
Because you and I both have also seen things happen where we thought, okay, that could be really bad. And then you didn't do anything. You said, okay, I'm just going to keep an eye on it. And it wound up resolving itself. And that was better than if you'd gotten involved.
Sometimes that can be the case, Jim.
The key is to know when to take action and when to give it a little time, isn't it?
That's right. That's right.
And that's not easy.
No, but the way you start is you have a process for doing it.
And when we come back after these messages, you're going to tell us how that process works.
We'll do.
I need your website, Bob.
It's thefusionfactor.com.
And the new book is called?
The Higher Ground. An
Insider's
Guide.
There you go. So check it out, folks. Quick break. Right back with Bob Kuska. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.